This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
A new BBC documentary highlights the intersectionality between disability and race in Welsh sport. One of the subjects of the documentary is RNIB stakeholder engagement manager Mona Jethwa. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Howell. Thank you for having me again.
Huge congratulations on the documentary called The Way I Play. It's part of the New Voices from Wales series. How did the documentary come about?
Yeah, thank you for that. Well, the documentary sort of stemmed from an idea that the director, Dr. Sita Thomas, had when we were in conversations about sport and disability. Her being a director from South Wales and also being South Asian, we connected over the intersectionality between race, disability and sport in Wales. And it was an idea that came from wanting to showcase the various opportunities that are available for people who might not be viewed as active members in sports. So as I got involved in that, we also got the RNIB Cymru team. It was actually through RNIB Cymru, if I just backtrack a little bit, that got me started in VI rugby. Off the back of this, of RNIB's campaign, See Sport Differently, they shared an initiative that was happening, very local to me, called VI Rugby. And me, it's shameful to say that even though I'm living in Wales, I had no clue about what rugby was, how to play it. I sort of saw people, you know, watching on TV and things like that, but I didn't know what I was doing. But I thought this would be a great chance for me as a person with sight loss to try and get involved with sport, having been very sporty in my younger years. So I gave it a go. And then when I shared that story with Dr. Sita Thomas, she was really enthralled by it and submitted a proposition to BBC Cymru. And we got it, she just got the ball rolling and we all met with each other to discuss it. And the filming was in the most freezing conditions at the Principality Stadium in the early weeks of January. And through that, I got to meet Leif Tobro, who's one of the most phenomenal people I've probably ever met in my entire life. He's represented Team GB. He's done para taekwondo. He's from a dual heritage background, and he's represented Wales and GB in so many different sports. On top of that, I got to meet Colin Chavez, who was the Welsh rugby captain from the late 90s, early 2000s. And of course, he's got a mixed heritage background as well. And it was just lovely to see how race is accepted in a sport like rugby.
You've had support, as you say, from both colleagues from within RNIB, but also some of the VI rugby sides in South Wales. How have you enjoyed the training?
It really highlighted how unfit I was, if I'm really honest. One of my colleagues at RNIB, Gareth Davies, he's been an incredible support to me right from the beginning. He plays for Cardiff, VI rugby team, and they invited me over to have a training session with them, which was filmed as part of the documentary. The team that I've started playing for is the Ospreys team in Meath, which is where I'm local to. And the training itself was very adaptive to people with sight loss. It's a slower paced game and there are more audible signals than wrestling each other to the ground. It's touch rugby rather than the aggressive style of rugby that you see on TV.
And as you mentioned, in making the documentary, you met a variety of Welsh athletes, Baroness Tanny Gray-Thompson, former Welsh rugby international Colin Chavis, yes, and Leif Tobro as well, all with very different stories and experiences. But was there something that you found each of them had in common?
The drive and determination to not let their disability or impairment hinder their progress in sport or their access to sport. And I will admit that that was something that was holding me back. When my sight loss started to deteriorate, I completely wrote off sport, thinking I can't do sport anymore, I can't see. And it was really refreshing, really motivating, and just to see the passion that these athletes, these esteemed athletes have in their sports, despite having what people would say, oh, maybe there's a barrier, but they never saw it as that. They did really well with what they have. And I wanted to do that too. So hearing their stories, it's just sort of made me feel that, hey, I can do this. I'm going to give this a go. I'm going to carry on with the sport. And so it's now spread out to other areas of my life as well. there is an element where disability and mental health go hand in hand. And when something like sport comes in the way and lets you have the opportunity to try something where you didn't think you could before, you get this huge confidence boost, and that can then be applied to elsewhere in life.
And you mentioned that word barrier. That word comes up a few times in the documentary. Mm. Part of the message of the film is about removing barriers to sport, yes, especially for people from diverse backgrounds with disabilities. What are some of the ways that you think more people from intersectional backgrounds can feel more included in sport in Wales?
I think it's just giving yourself permission that you belong. There is a hindrance within oneself that you can sometimes makes you feel that you don't belong because you're not represented in a particular sport. You can be that representation. You can be the person who others look towards as the representative from the community, as the person who is going to be the beacon or holding the door open for other people who look like you to enter sport. That is a huge responsibility on one's shoulders to be that representative. However, if you don't take that first step, you're not going to be able to allow other generations of people who look like you to come after you and diversify the sport.
And what are some of the benefits that you've found in taking part in sport?
The camaraderie, the joy of being with people who love being outside, love sport. That was something that I had really, and this is something that I say in the documentary as well, I'd really missed that because the type of sport that I was doing before was all team sports. And having that connection with the people around you, with the team around you, and building on teamwork skills and bouncing ideas off each other, bouncing training off each other, learning how to lead, learning how to coach, and learning how to be part of a team. All of that, people think it comes secondary to the actual sport, but it is part of the sport. And that's the bit that I really missed. And that, to me, was a huge benefit because my sight loss wasn't even a factor when I was playing with people like myself. It was just a group of us getting together, throwing the ball around and really enjoying ourselves. And again, that's where the sense of belonging came in. And I felt like I was part of a crew. I was part of a team that was going to motivate and share this passion of rugby with each other and keep pushing each other to be better.
And for blind and partially sighted people listening who are maybe thinking sport isn't for me, there's nothing out there that I can do, where's maybe a good place to start?
So I started off with the See Sport Differently campaign, for RNIB See Sport Differently campaign. That has got an impressive tool that will help you to identify a sport which is tailored towards what your interests are and what your abilities are. So I would say that start there, but revisit what you might have done when you were younger. There are lots of grassroots sports clubs and training available. Just a simple Google search will bring up a lot of results. And just contact them and see if they can advise you on where to go next. But don't give up on it. There are more avenues than you think.
Well, it's a great watch. You can find the documentary The Way I Play on BBC iPlayer now. It's also available with audio description. Mona Jethwa, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Howell. Thank you for having me.